You got your Bibles? Would you turn with me? Amen. Where do you want to turn? Oh, no, turn with me to John, the 17th chapter. I know where I'm going. I know where God sent me. I know the word God gave me for you. Amen. John, the 17th chapter, St. John, the 17th chapter. Amen. A prayer from Jesus, a word from Jesus to us today that I believe is going to bless your heart and speak to your heart in a special way, greater than I really could ever speak. Amen. God is in his house. We are the temples of the Holy Ghost. And when you get it, John 17, if you would rise to your feet, if you would like to stand with us in honor of the author of this book, if you'd like to remain seated and honor him that way, that is fine. We will honor him standing or sitting. Amen. Walking or running. Hallelujah. Praising. Hallelujah. John the 17th chapter, when you've got it, say, I've got it. Yeah. And you're going to get a blessing. I said, you're going to get a blessing. Hallelujah. John 17, the first five verses, and then verse 20 through 23. It's a beautiful prayer, the whole chapter, but I just want to focus on these verses, and I believe they will be a blessing to you today. These are the words of Jesus. They are in my Bible in red letter. And this is Jesus speaking to us and speaking in that hour, still speaking today. Amen? Verse 1 says this, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Amen. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. How many know he's talking about you and me there? How many believe on him through his word? In the beginning was the word. Amen. The glory of God. Hallelujah. Verse 21. That they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent us, sent me. Verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, my God, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved them. Amen. Verse 22 is our key verse. I have given them the glory you gave me, the glorious unity of being one as we are. I have given them the glory. Whew, my God. My God. Amen. God has given us something that Jesus gave, and few really seem to have known. A few Christians know that they have it. We want to center this morning on the glory that God has given to us. My God, what is the glory? What is this that has been given that I haven't heard much about, but I see it. I see glory on each face this morning. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I am wholly inadequate to minister a word really on anything. You have enabled me, you have empowered me, you helped me. You are God who takes nothing and does something marvelous and wonderful. When we speak of the glory of Father, I am wholly inadequate to minister on the glory of God. I ask you to demonstrate your glory. Help me to speak what you put in my heart. It is so vast. It is so immeasurable. It is so wonderful. It is so majestic. It is so powerful. The glory of God. How do we speak about it? How do we speak of it? It is beyond our vocabulary. It is beyond, Father, what we can almost comprehend or even think. The glory of God, an awesome thing. Father, come and help me this morning. Help us, Father. Help us to have ears to hear what the Spirit's saying. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, I pray. I trust in you completely and totally to speak to the hearts of your people. I thank you for hiding me in the cross. I thank you, Father, for the glory of God that is filling this sanctuary. Even now it has been filling it ever since we began to praise and to worship. Let there be glory on each and every one, I pray now. And may that glory, Father, continue to fill every life. I pray it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, praise the Lord. Somebody shout glory. Yeah, glory is on you. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Jesus says, the glory that he gave me, I have given them. And I don't know, but I have never heard a message really on that. I've heard Dr. Culverson speak of the glory. He can't talk. He can't minister, speak without talking about the glory of God. How many of you heard him say the glory of God? Amen. I can't say it like he does, but it's glorious. And he's always talking about the glory. What is that? What is that glory? Amen. I mean, no, we have a lot of things we speak in the church, and we have kind of isms that we talk about, but we don't really know what they mean. Amen. How many knows what the glory is, really? I want us to, God has kind of revealed some things on the glory that I think that will bless you and help you to understand what has been given to you and to me. And so we see here in the 17th chapter of John, Jesus prays a prayer for you, for your children, for your entire family. We saw it there in verse 20 and 22. He says, the glory you gave me, I have given them. And I notice something. Jesus is always declaring God's blessing over you and me. Amen. I said, God is always declaring his blessing over you. God is a blessing God. When you come in here, he's declaring his blessing over you. When you go out, we're blessed coming in. We're blessed going out. God is always declaring his blessing. Amen. Over you, even while you're sitting here. I have given them. Given in the perfect tense in the Greek is done once and for all, never to be repeated. But the results of that one act of efficaciousness, like the blood of Jesus, it's good for today and it's good forever. He's given it. The glory of God has been given to you, whether you know it or not, whether you realize it or not, whether you understand what it is or don't. The glory of God is upon you. And me. And I may know God is in the process of filling his house with his glory. The whole earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. We see what the devil's doing, but friend, don't be hindered and don't be overcome by that. I want to tell you, there's a greater thing happening. It's called the glory of God, and it's filling all the earth. And everything you're seeing is a response to that glory. Jesus is coming, the glorious one. Hallelujah. And the whole earth shall be filled with his glory. Can you say amen? Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all know that, don't we? Jesus came to give back to us the glory. Somebody shout glory. I used to say that when I was first saved. They used to call me glory. I just answered glory every time somebody said something. I guess because I sensed the glory of where there was no glory for so long. Amen. Jesus came to give us back glory. Amen. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. In 1 Peter 4:14, it says, if ye be reproached, cursed, and insulted for being a Christian, for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory. How many know glory is a spirit? It's the spirit of God, one of the seven spirits of God. The spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. The spirit of glory and God rests upon you. It's resting upon you right now, whether you've known it or not, whether anybody told you, even while you're here, not because I said it, before I ever said it. The spirit of God and glory rests upon you. Wow. Now there's some other things that want to rest on us. A few birds flying overhead. Wiped a few things off my face too, amen. But bottom line, the Spirit of God in glory rests on us. And in the name of Jesus, what did David say? Goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days. We're going to talk about that glory and that goodness. Amen. And so we see, he said, the Spirit of God in glory resteth upon you. Amen. On your part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Somebody shout, be glorified. Yeah, be exalted. Isaiah 61 and 2. Pastor John just mentioned that just a moment ago as he was exhorting, and I felt the power of God in you, brother. God, I haven't seen you for a year, but it was powerful before, but it's getting more powerful every time I see you. I feel the anointing, the power of God in you. Amen. I just want to tell you, I thought, man, I think I'll just let you preach today. Amen. Hallelujah. But I got to do what I got to do. We'll have to get you another time. Amen. And so we see here the glory, thy light. Isaiah 61 and 2, he mentioned it, says, arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. There's God confirming the word. Didn't God speak to you that word? What did he say to you? Stand up again. I want to hear again what God said to you about the glory, about rising.
That arise, resurrect, for the glory of my presence is in thee, saith the Lord. For as I have risen, so art thou risen in me. Yes.
Ooh, my
yes.
God. Yeah. My God, that's it.
Amen.
That's it. Rise. Amen. Get up. Resurrection power. Hallelujah. Death is all around us, but resurrection power is greater than death. Hallelujah. Amen. I hate to bring too much second in, but didn't James Brown say, get on up? Yeah, he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So get on up. You got to get up. Arise and shine. My daddy used to say that. He used to come and get us up in the morning. Didn't he remember daddy? He'd come, rise and shine. I say, go away. We'd have to get up. I don't know how much we were shining, but we did arise, did we not? Yeah. Arise and shine. Amen. For the glory of the Lord, amen, is risen upon thee. See, sometimes we don't know that it's risen upon us. We don't know the Spirit of God and glory is it's already risen upon you. All you got to do is get up. I said, it's already risen upon you. Whew. But you got to get up, because if you stay down, some other things can rest on you. Come on, you got to shake yourself. Ah, cold it out. Ah, whew. Shake off them. Amen. Shake off them heavy bands. Whew, my God, I feel sometimes I just got to shake myself. Tell the devil, you know what? Get behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail. Jesus never fails. Amen. Glory to God. For behold, he says, the darkness shall cover the earth. Boys, are we seeing that? Is that prophetic? And gross darkness the people. How many know it's not just darkness? It's gross darkness. It's gross what we're seeing. My God. How many ever thought you'd see and hear the things you're seeing today? How many ever realized that we would ever be in the place we are today in America? We never thought we could go that fast, slide that quick, be taken over that much, be that silenced, be that dumb. But God, God is still on the throne. And God is not to be second to anybody. And God will be glorified in America. There are a lot of God-fearing people. God has raised up many voices. I want to tell you, I believe the devil's in trouble. Yeah, I believe God is bringing everything together in the end times, and he's working it all, and we see it just prophecy being fulfilled. Amen. The nation's coming together, and all the things God is using every leader right now. I don't care what they're doing, even the abominations that they are espousing, God is even using that. I mean, no, God can even use evil and bring good out of it. And so we're just going to thank God for what he's doing. Amen. Try not to cuss at your TV. Amen. Gross darkness shall cover the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. But the Lord, isn't that great? No matter how dark it gets, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. It may be getting all kind of, and it is getting dark, but I sense God's glory is rising upon us. I see it on you. I see it on me. I see it in the church. Glory to God. Yeah, there's a lot of mess going on. Yeah, there's a lot of foulness, but I want to tell you, there's a glory of God that's rising upon the people of God and the church of God. Woo! And I thank God for the glory. The glory shall, the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. It's just not arising on you. It shall be seen on you. This thing shall be seen. Yeah, we see what all the devil's doing, what the enemy's doing. But I want to tell you, the glory of God will be seen greater than whatever the enemy's doing in your life, your family, or whatever. The glory shall take preeminence. You watch. Mark it down. The glory shall be seen upon you. And shall be seen in the church, because we are the church together. Amen. Living Bible says, arise, my people. Let your light shine for all the people to see, all the nations, for the glory of the Lord is streaming from you. Darkness as black as the night shall cover all the peoples of the earth, but the glory of the Lord will shine forth from you. There's something in you that is shining forth that the darkness cannot overcome, cannot comprehend. Thank God for the light. Thank God no matter how dark it gets, there is a light shining. Woo! The light of God's glory is in us. Yeah, gross darkness is covering the people. Yes, it's going to cover the earth. But the glory of the Lord is rising more and more upon us. Has risen. Has risen. Has risen. My sister-in-law, my little brother's wife, he called me. The first one he called was his older brother. And I wasn't sure why, because I'm kind of a ways past even. You know, I was gone a lot, and we weren't really that close. Paul was more close to him. They're two little brothers. Johnny, it was Johnny, me, and Ruth, our sister, and then Paulie and Stephen. Amen. But he called me. And I thought, about 10 o'clock, I think it was. I think she just passed away. And he said, Ronnie, he called me Ronnie. My mom used to call me Ronnie. The only other person that calls Ronnie, I think, was Ronald Reagan, isn't it? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Did you know I was named after Ronald Reagan? I got to get some kind of glory somewhere. Mama named me after. Ronald Reagan came out here to Edwards Air Force Base one time. You remember back in the 80s, and I happened to be in the audience there in the bleachers. And you know how when you meet some people and sometimes you say dumb things. And I shook his hand. I was able to be able to shake his hand, come by. And the train, I said, yeah, my mom named me after you. I thought, oh, that was kind of dumb right there, you know. You couldn't say anything better than that. I don't know if he kind of looked at me like, okay. Anyway, Stephen called me, and he let me know that he said, Ronnie, he said, Jackie and I were sitting on the couch here. I had sent a Easter DVD, the DVD that Eddie videoed for us right here. We made copies of it, the whole service. I sent a copy to him and to all the brothers and sisters, and other people have gotten it too. And he said, we'd put the DVD in, we heard the four worship songs, and he said, you got up, and you said three times, he is risen. Now, this is on Easter morning. He is risen. And then I said, he is risen. He said, as soon as you said the third, he is risen, she left. She was gone. She arose. Whew, my God. She was here one moment, and she was risen the next. My God. Oh, my Lord. There's either a great anointing on that DVD, or I don't better send it, not better send it to anybody else. Amen. No, it's the anointing. It's nothing. It's God chose that time, and he chose it for Stephen, too. He wanted Stephen to know the resurrection power Pastor and I just talked about to arise. And I want to tell you, because she rose, that seed went in the ground, rising, he, too, is going to rise. I said, he, too, is going to rise. Yeah, he too is going to rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I can say out of all the boys and all the and our sister, I think he has kind of been kind of doing what he did for the last 30 years and was raised in the church, but has kind of just been doing what his thing. Amen. But how many know he's about to do God's thing? He's about to come in. The glory of the Lord's rising upon him. She rose and he's rising. I guarantee, I tell you, mark it down right now. He too will arise. Yeah, he's coming in. Mama, you didn't know our mama. My God, her prayers are still working. Yeah, yeah. She was the best and the worst of times. How many have had the best and worst of times sometimes? But I thank God for her. At least she taught us about God. Amen. Amen. And her prayers, how many know God will even use somebody? He knows when people are hurting and mentally not well. Anybody know anybody mentally not well? Look at somebody next to you and see if anybody's home in their eyes. See if they're okay. You see any mental people in here? Amen. God is Okay. All right. All right. A couple. Couple. They're just a couple. Amen. So don't anybody be afraid. Amen. Jesus is helping. God, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. The glory of the Lord will shine from you. Look at how God did that just from a... You know, and there was an extra blessing in Isaiah there. How many know there's a family blessing that's coming from afar? In the fourth verse of Isaiah, after the first and second verse, he says, thy sons and thy daughters shall come from afar. Your family's blessed and they're all going to come to you. And he says, the wealth of the unbeliever too. He said, your children are going to come to you, your sons and your daughters. Come on. How many got some sons and daughters that God needs to bring to you? Come on, they're coming. I'm telling you right now. I'm not telling you. I'm telling you there's a family blessing on the church, on you. And God told me to tell you, God has blessed you. The glory's on your family. I don't care where they've gone, what they've done, where they're at. There's a blessing because you're sanctified. You sanctify your children. God says, because you're a believer, I've sanctified your children. It's a good thing he did because I got some crazy ones. You got any crazies in your family? Usually we at least have one. We have more than one. Amen. You can't have nine daughters between us and not have some crazies. But I'm not going to tell you who they are because we got two here, so you have to guess which one's crazy. Talk to them for a little while after service so you'll know. Amen. Hallelujah. glory. Somebody shout glory. It's in this service right now. I feel the glory of God. I said, I feel the glory of God in here. Yeah. I also feel the music stand behind me there. In the Bible has much to say about the glory of God. It's so vast, immeasurable, unspeakable. It says it's Jesus is unspeakable, full of glory. The half has not been told. The glory of God, but what is it exactly? I want us to look first in the Old Testament. How many know the Old Testament is written in Hebrew, and the New Testament is written in Greek? And in the highly and widely used Vine's Expository Dictionary of the New Testament and Old Testament words, the Old Testament Hebrew word for glory is kavod. Somebody say kavod. Kind of like kaboom, but kavod. Say it again, kavod. Yeah, it means splendor, magnificence. It's also material. Glory, honor, abundance, and riches in the Old Testament. The first mention of kavod is in Genesis 13:2. Have you got your Bible? Why don't you turn there real quick? I just want you to see something. Genesis 13:2. Amen. The first mention of the glory, kavod. And by the way, the first mention of a word, I may know that it's always something significant in the Bible. Wherever you see first mention, no, there's real significance attached to that. Are you hearing me? And so what is the significance? Let's look at it. It says this, verse 2, and Abraham was very rich, kavod. Very rich, kavod. Woo! I mean, well, that takes care of some of those prosperity haters. Call your names, but name it and claim it and blab it and grab it, and I've heard it all. But the Bible says, confessing the things which are not as though they were. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He says, you confess you're healed before you're healed. You confess it by faith. You believe it, and I'll bring the evidence of it. You talk it. You speak it. You got power in your mouth. You got power in your tongue. You speak it, and I'll do it. If you wait for me to do it, you just sit there, the devil will do you. Because the power of life and death is in the tongue. You may not feel it while you're speaking it, but God will bring your feelings and your emotions up to your confession. Mark it down. It says, let the weak say they're strong. Let the poor say they're rich. Glory to God. Jesus. And so let them fight with that all day long. You can be poor if you want to. You poor thing, you sorry poor thing, you. We got some sorry poor mouth. Well, I better get off that now. Listen to what he says. And Abram was very rich, kavod, in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Say, I'm next. Yeah. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel. I may know Bethel is the house of God. Under the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Hai. Under the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What does that all mean? Let's look at it. Abraham was very kavod, very rich. Amen. It refers blessed to be a blessing, refers to wealth. And also the first time it appears in the Bible in relation to the anointing oil, the altar Jacob built and anointed the rock at Bethel in Genesis 35. And God says to Jacob, if the anointing, amen, is in the house of God, you want the anointing, get in the house of God. You want the glory. How many know the glory is greater than the anointing? I said the glory is greater than the anointing. The anointing is for individuals, for this and that. But the glory is to fill all the house. I thank God for the anointing in my house. I thank God for the anointing in my life. But I want the glory in my house, in my finances, in my marriage, in everything, in your church. We need the glory. It's not enough that I just have an anointing and you have an anointing. It will not be enough until God fills the house with the glory of the Lord. How many have been believing it? Some of you old timers with me. Well, older timers. I hate to say old. We've been believing God's promise to fill the house with his glory. So the priest, he said, couldn't even stand to minister. Hallelujah. How many have heard enough from man to last you a lifetime? We need to hear Jesus. I said, we need to hear Jesus. I've heard enough from man. And if I don't speak Jesus, we've heard enough from you, Pastor. Just don't tell me. Amen. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Jacob, he's telling us that the glory is greater than the anointing. It's meant to fill all the house. I said God means to fill all your house. Somebody didn't get that. I said God means to fill all your house with the glory. Woo. My God. My God. The altar. Because of the glory, the priest couldn't stand and minister, and the glory will minister. I mean, the glory will minister. I said, the glory will minister. You don't have to say a thing. The glory will minister. You don't have to tell them anything. The glory of God on you is ministering to them right now while you're sitting here. The glory is ministering to them there. I don't care where they're at, what situation they're in. I'm telling you, the glory of God on you is ministering. The glory will minister. That's why the priests were on their face, because we don't need a priest when you got the glory. We've got the high priest, Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm looking forward to the time where I'm just on my face and the glory speaks. It's speaking right now. You just don't know it. But I'll tell you, if you can see in the Spirit what God is doing in your situation because of the Spirit of God and glory that rests upon you. My God. Anybody believe what I'm saying? And because of the anointing, the Bible says, the yoke is destroyed. Amen. In Exodus 33, Moses asked to see God's glory. Show me thy glory. Verse 19 says, and he said, the Lord said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Glory and goodness go together. You want to see the glory? God says, you're going to see my goodness. Hallelujah. I said, you're going to see my goodness. He covered him in the cleft of the rock, a type of Christ, and made all of his goodness pass before him. I said, God is ready to, he's hiding in the cleft. You're about to see all the goodness of the Lord pass before you. Glory to God. I'm telling you, goodness and mercy, David said, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm telling you, God's a good God, and this is a good thing in the midst of an hour of a bad thing. Amen. So we got to remember the glory is greater than all the rest. One more note on Abraham. Notice in the scripture it says he pitched his tent between Bethel, the house of God, and Hai. You know what Hai means? It means heap. Heap big trouble. A little American Indian there for the American Indian. Amen. Heap. And it figures even more prominently with Joshua in the conquest of Canaan and the promised land. Because there was this city was of Hai years before called Hai was now years later called Ai. When Joshua fought the battle of Jericho and won that and then was defeated at Ai because of sin in the camp. How many remember that story? And Joshua is shocked. He goes back to the Lord. The Lord tells him, well, there's sin in the camp and you gotta take care of it. Hai means heap. Ai means ruin. Are you tracking with me? What we got is we got heap of ruin. And what is the lesson? The lesson is you better camp closer to Bethel, the house of God, than Ai, the heap of ruin. Where have you pitched your tent? What direction have you pitched it? Are you near enough to the house of God, or are you too close to Ai? Well, if you got ruin, you got heaps, you need to pitch it a little different. Glory to God. I know it's tight, but it's right. The Bible says Lot, Abram's nephew, was rich too. Hebrews 13:4, but it also says he pitched his tent towards Sodom and ended up losing his wife, his riches, and committing incest with his two daughters, getting them both pregnant. Man, that's kind of mild today with things we're hearing. That wouldn't even make it on the soap opera. Amen. That wouldn't even make it. What's the lesson? He turned a blessing into a curse. Sounds like America to me. We're a blessed nation. Over 200 years and we have turned the blessing into a curse. Pitching our tent towards Sodom. Heap of ruin. How many know it matters which way you pitch your tent? Just another nice story from the Bible for a Sunday morning. Amen. How many know God is a keeping it real God? He says, I set before you blessing and cursing. And then he says, choose blessing. Duh. Duh. Da-da. America has chosen cursing. Over 50% of America has chosen cursing and abomination. When you get more than half the population choosing cursing and abomination, we are in heap big trouble. What can the righteous do when that is in control and authority? We can pray. We better pray. If there was ever time to pray, it's now. Pray while you can. Pray while the opportunity and while there's still left something left to pray for. Glory to God. All right, enough of that. How many are ready for the New Testament definition of glory? Can you do it in 3 minutes or less? Well, I can try. You're laughing a wicked laugh. You know something. I'm sure here. In the New Testament, somebody shout New Testament. The word for glory in the Greek is doxa. Doxa. Like dachshund, but doxa. Wiener dog, I know it's getting close to lunch, so I won't go there. Doxa, where we get the word doxology. How many remember the doxology? Been in the church at all? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's a doxology. It's a closing praise and blessing. Doxa. It's always, and in the Greek again, when you look at the definition, Jesus, it's saying always. Always a good opinion concerning you, concerning one, resulting in praise and honor and glory and splendor and brightness and magnificence, excellence and preeminence and dignity and grace and radiance. Always a good opinion. Old Testament can be good or bad, but the New Testament, how many know New Testament glory is always good? I said it's always good because it's grace. Hallelujah. It's always good. God says it's always good. He says the thoughts I'm thinking about you are good. To give you a future and a hope. I know the plans I got for you. I'm thinking good things about you. Even said in the Old Testament. But so much more in the New Testament. A lot of people think God's mad at them. But he took out that on Christ. And we need just to get in the place that God wants us to be. And help let him get us there. Amen. And then he says the glory that the kingly majesty. Now that's the other glory which alone belongs to God. I may know there's a glory that God doesn't give to anybody. That glory is not given us. He's not sharing that glory. That belongs to only one person. That's God. To God be the glory. I mean, you know, worship and praise belongs only to God. We don't praise man. We don't praise the pastor. We don't praise man. We praise God. Anytime man takes the praise and takes the glory, get out of there. Uh-huh. See you later. Sayonara. Hasta la vista. He's not sharing that glory. The glory he has given to us in the Greek star vines again says, he says, Father, that good opinion Jesus says you have of me, I give it to them. We know God's got a good opinion of you. Oh, we don't always, you know, but he's looking at us through Christ. We are covered through the blood of Jesus and the righteousness of Christ. God is working in our lives. He says, I got a good opinion of you. He says, I'm going to give you my glory, and my glory is that the Father has a good opinion of me. Amen. Jesus came to bring many sons to glory, the Bible says, many daughters. The spiritual glory of God rests upon us and rests upon you. The only glory we are waiting for, I mean, no, the only glory we're waiting for is our glorified body. Still going through puberty, so hang in here with me. You'll get that later. Amen. Hallelujah. I said the only glory we're waiting for is for our glorified body when Jesus comes back again, forever young, forever healthy, for all eternity. Man, that's good. You're going to see me with a full head of hair. Ain't that going to be glorious? I'm telling you. Yeah. I like to get together with my brother Johnny because he got hair on the front and I got a little bit on the back. And we get together and we got a full head going, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. God only made a few perfect heads. The rest he put hair on them. I feel you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. I went to meddling now. Yeah, I'm sorry. Forever Young. If you watch that, what was that movie that just came out with the little boy? Heaven is Real. He didn't recognize Grandpa from the old picture, if you saw it. He showed him a picture when he was younger, got in the attic, got the picture when he was young. He said, that's him. That's him. Hallelujah. Some of you won't even recognize Brother Culverson, I don't think. Amen. Yeah, you will. He's still a good-looking guy. Amen. I could tell you didn't like that one. Okay, I'll move on to another one. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgiveness is a beautiful thing, isn't it? That was just in case you're wondering if I was human. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Do you have the glory? Do you have the glory? The glory you gave me, he said, Jesus said, I have given them. You got it. Live in his love. Live in his glory. As you have loved me, love one another. Can you believe that God loves you today? Exactly as he loves Jesus. Huh? Can you believe that he loves you as much as he loves Jesus? How many of you love somebody else's kids as much as you love your own? You lying, sister. Amen. You know you love your kids more. Don't make us prove it. Bring them over there. Amen. But Jesus, God the Father, says, look at verse 23 real quick. And I'm closing. Hallelujah. This is my first, second, and third closing. You got it? John 17, 23. I want you to see, because some of you don't believe that. You don't believe that God loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Verse 23, he says, the last part he says, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Living Bible says you love them as much as you love me. Can you imagine God loves us as much as he loves Jesus? That boggles my mind. That messed me up. I thought, how could that be? I know me. I know Jesus. But he said, I love you as much as I love Jesus. Man, bottom line, you are loved. You may not feel loved. You may not be doing things that are very loving because you're hurting and whatnot. But I want to tell you, you're loved just as much as Jesus by the Father. Hallelujah. If you don't get anything out of that, you take that home with you. I choose to believe it. Do you? Thy word is truth, the Lord says. You love them as much as you love me. Father, that good opinion you have of me, I give to them. Father, that good opinion you have of me, I give to them. The last time I was with you, week before last, the Lord said, love others with your thoughts. God says, I'm thinking good thoughts about you. See, thoughts, if you were here, they transfer power, their spirit. If I'm thinking about you and you're a dirty dog and I'm thinking about everything you've done and I bring you out and whip up on you a little bit and put you back in your cage, and then tomorrow I'll bring you out again and put another licking on you. Amen. Talk bad about you. Remember what you did, what you didn't do, what you're doing to my family, what you're doing to this. Oh, man. Are you hearing me? Thoughts have power. We want to send good things. I send good things whenever I start to think about that, and the enemy starts telling me about somebody something did. You know, somebody done somebody wrong. You play your old country music, you know. You know. You know, you love that one, don't you? That put that one in. Somebody done somebody wrong. Yeah, we all been done wrong. Some of us have done ourselves wrong. Come on. But the Lord taught me, amen, through trial and error, he said, whenever that comes and hits you, instead of dwelling on it, instead of beating them up, instead of working them over, just say, bless you. God told me, he says, you don't even have to say, God bless you. Just bless you. I tried that, and I said, blast them. I got it wrong. I said, oh, Lord, help me. I got it wrong. I blessed them. I mean, bless them. I send good things to them. I send good things to them. Jesus sent good things to us. Jesus sent good things to us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Every time I remember that and do that, I am released immediately. I'm able to move right on, think about something else. Doesn't bother me anymore, at least not right then. May come back, but I got to do the same thing. Bless them. Hallelujah. Don't get it mixed up. Bless them or blast them, you better bless them. The blast to catch you, the fallout. And I send good things to them. I mean, no, God sent good things to us when we were not too good. When we were yet sinners. I mean, no, you're like Jesus Christ is in you. You watch God set you free from whoever done you wrong. Remember, God, realize you can get free from that bitterness, that unforgiveness. Those are demon spirits that want to pollute you. Hallelujah. I said I was closing. Right now, I want you to put your heart, your hand on your heart. Put your heart on your hand. Hallelujah. Come on, stand with me. You still got your heart in your hand? Or does your hand have heart have your hand? If your heart has your hand, we need to pray for you. Amen. Got your hand over your heart? Will you pray a prayer with me? Right now, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, you gave Jesus that wonderful glory. Jesus, in turn, gave us the glory you gave him. I receive the glory. Now for my spirit, for my soul, for my body, glory within, glory without, glory all around me, glory on my children, glory on my family, glory on my ministry, glory on my career, glory on my church, glory on my finances. I receive it. I possess it. It's mine. Glory to God. Give the Lord a praise offering. Glory is on you. Glory is on you. Let your glory come upon us now. In Jesus' name. I may know that when he gives us his glory, there is no more falling short. Hallelujah. I said there's no more falling short when he gives us his glory. Yes, we've all fallen short at times, but when we receive that glory, falling short stops. Glory to God. It's the glory of God. And I pray, Father, it comes upon them now. I heard God say, step into God's greater glory. I said, I heard God tell me to tell you, step into God's greater glory. There's a greater glory for you. There's a glory on you. Step into it. I said, step into it. That glory is your protection. Hallelujah. We are protected, highly blessed, deeply favored, and greatly loved. Glory to God. Highly blessed. Somebody say highly blessed, deeply favored, and greatly blessed. Tell at least three people around you, you are highly blessed, you are deeply favored, you are greatly blessed, you are blessed, you are favored. You got the blessing of God in Jesus' name. Well, God bless you and go with the glory today. I said go with the glory. Can you play that song for me, brother? We got it queued up. Hallelujah.
We are here to worship the King of Kings.
All right.
The Lord of Lords, to give him all the glory.
Give him all the glory. Why don't you give him some glory right now? Just give him the glory for the great things he's doing. Give him glory for the great things he's done. Give him glory.
I don't know about you.
We're going to go out with a hymn this morning.
Amen. When I think about
give him glory. Come on, keep giving him some glory. He's worthy of your praise. You're highly favored. We lift up our hands. Yes. It's your strength. The Lord God Almighty,
and the earth
is filled with his glory.
Oh,
God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory.
Holy is the Lord,
holy is the Lord, God Almighty,
the earth is filled with
your
glory.
Glory,
holy is the Lord,
God Almighty,
the earth.
It's filled with His glory.
The earth is filled with His glory. And the earth is filled with His glory. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory.
God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory.
We stand, we stand.
We stand and lift up our hands.
Yes, we do, Lord.
For the
joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy in that glory.
We now
worship.
Fill up. The earth is filled with His glory.
The earth is filled with His glory.
The earth is filled with His glory.
My God. You would like prayer? The glory of God is here to heal you. If you would like prayer, if they continue to play that, just welcome. We welcome you. We invite. We open up the altars. We're a church that believes in the laying on of hands. The Bible says, anoint them with oil. Pray the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. God has a word. God is a God who's a healing God. And He's here this morning. His glory is on you. And His glory will heal you and do whatever you're asking Him for. If you need prayer, you'd like prayer, I'm going to ask the prayer team to come. I'm going to ask the ministers are going to join with me. Amen. Dr. Culverson, Pastor John, I'd like him to come. If you'd like prayer, our prayer team's coming. I'm going to ask you to come if you want prayer for anything, you have any need that you need. Come this way. We won't keep you long. If you have anything that you want prayer for, you just slip out of your chair. God will meet you right here. He's in this service. The glory of God is on this place right now. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. God will confirm His word. Jesus said He confirms the word with signs following. Somebody shout, signs following. God confirms the word. God will confirm this word of glory following you back to your house, back to your car, back to your place of employment and work. Glory of God back to your family. God's glory is on this place and on you. Confirm your word, Lord. Confirm your word. God bless you, church. Thank you for coming. You're dismissed. God bless you. We're going to be praying around the altar. So be in the spirit of prayer as you leave. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Glory to God. Glory be your portion this week. Father, thank you right now.